From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Mourning and shock continue over a deadly attack on police officers in Dallas, Texas. Police there say an ambush Thursday killed five officers and wounded seven others during a protest and was a well-planned attack carried out by several people. One suspect, who was killed in a confrontation with police, is a former U.S. Army reservist, Micah Xavier Johnson. The 25-year-old from Mesquite, Texas, was killed by police with a robot-delivered bomb. David Brown is Dallas's police chief.
He said he was upset about the recent police shootings. The suspect said he was upset at white people. The suspect stated he wanted to kill white people, especially white officers.
Three other people who have not been identified are also detained in connection with the attack. City officials have labeled the killings an ambush. They happened toward the end of a demonstration against the killing of two black men by white police officers in Minnesota and Louisiana earlier this week. Meanwhile, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch offered her condolences Friday for the deaths of five officers in Dallas and the victims of fatal police shootings. Lynch acknowledged many across the country feel a sense of hopelessness, but violence is not the answer.
Rather, the answer, our answer, all our answer, must be action. Calm, peaceful, collaborative, and determined action.
The Department of Justice has opened a civil rights investigation into the shooting in Louisiana where Alton Sterling was fatally shot during a confrontation with two white police officers. The DOJ is providing assistance to law enforcement in Minnesota, where another black man was killed by police. This is VOA News. President Obama is in Warsaw, Poland, for his last NATO summit as president. As Luis Ramirez reports from the Polish capital, concerns about Russia's more assertive, aggressive behavior on NATO's eastern flank and Britain's exit from the European Union were high on the president's agenda.
Russia was not the only issue on the minds of leaders arriving at Warsaw's National Stadium for the two-day summit. Their other concern? The departure of Britain from the European Union. The big question from NATO leaders is what Britain's departure from the EU will mean for the alliance. From President Obama, a reassurance.
There are those who've been questioning what does this mean for the transatlantic relationship. Let me just say, as is often the case in moments of change, this kind of hyperbole is misplaced.
But the big topic on the official agenda is Russia. Moscow's continued actions in Ukraine and threats felt by the Baltic states and Poland mean reassurances to members that NATO will protect them are no longer enough. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Warsaw.
Islamic State terrorists killed at least 35 people and wounded scores of others late Thursday in an attack on a Shiite shrine north of Baghdad. Iraqi officials said Friday the attack on the Sayyid Mohammed shrine included several suicide bombers, guns, and mortar fire. It came just days after hundreds of people were killed and wounded in an attack on a crowded Baghdad shopping center, the deadliest bombing in Iraq's history. Meanwhile, Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has fired the head of security in Baghdad and other security officials following last Sunday's massive bombing. At least two people are dead and 66 others have been injured after Super Typhoon Nipartak slammed into Taiwan's east coast Friday. More than 15,000 people had to be evacuated in preparation for the storm's landfall Friday morning. More than 500 flights were canceled, according to emergency authorities. The storm is expected to hit mainland China late Friday. U.S. job creation surged in June with a net gain of 287,000 jobs across the world's largest economy. That is hundreds of thousands more than the prior month and stronger than most economists had predicted. Friday's report from the Department of Labor also showed the unemployment rate at 4.9%, which is 0.2 percentage point increase from the previous month. The newest figures also show 7.8 million people unemployed across the United States. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.